You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Just a reminder, March 31st will be our last day on the radio. So if you're listening to this on the radio, you need to go to KurtOwen.com and subscribe to the podcast, and you'll be able to get these things absolutely free. Our partners make it possible. We anticipate going on television soon. Right now we're believing for $50,000 in order to do that. And so we hope to see you on television very, very soon. So now my wife will be on the radio April 1st. And, man, she is awesome to listen to. I learned a lot from her, and I strongly encourage you to do that. Now, we've been talking about things that choke the Word and keep the Word from producing in your life. And, therefore, you want your life to change forever. And there's one thing that does it, and the Word will do that, okay? And so we've been talking about things that limit the Word, and we've already covered two grounds and then part of a third ground. And in verse Mark 4:18, it says, "Now these are the ones sown among thorns, and these are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things, entering, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." Now we're dealing with the deceitfulness of riches. Okay. Riches tries to tell you that it is what you need for security. Riches try to tell you that you have to have it in order to accomplish God's will for your life. And both of those things are not true. And so we started looking at this, a very familiar account, because sometimes people think that money is evil. And money isn't evil. It's how you approach evil. Money's, you know, and in Mark chapter 10, again, this is what we commonly call the rich young ruler. Now as he was going out, talking about Jesus, on the road, one came running before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him. He loved him while he had money and said, "One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Take up your cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. So even though, what was the one thing he lacked? Was it giving? No, it was the fact that he didn't trust God. He didn't trust the Lord. And he's saying, "I want you to not to trust the money anymore." You know, and a lot of times people are like, "Yeah, but I'm going to have to give up my comfort." Listen, if you want to grow, you need to come out of your comfort zone. Why should you hold on to the comfort? The flesh likes comfort. You need to learn to grow. Listen, even if you just want to get in shape, right, and you need to be better in your cardiovascular system, you're going to have to come out of your comfort zone. You're not going to get in shape staying in your comfort zone. It's just not going to work. And why are you valuing comfort that much? "Well, I've worked hard all my life." Yes, and you're still dissatisfied. You're sitting around and you're lazy boy and you know that something is missing. That's exactly the condition this man was in. But yet when he was faced with an answer, Jesus is saying, "I'm going to give you purpose. Take up your cross and follow me. Come with me. Join in this ministry. Let's change the world together." And he says, "I can't let loose of my stuff. I need my stuff." That was his problem, that he didn't need Jesus more than he needed the stuff, that he didn't trust Jesus more than he needed the stuff. God has no problem with you having wealth. That is not why he told him to give us this away. If that was true, he would have stood up and told Matthew, give away everything. Well, Matthew stood up and gave it away himself. Well, if that was what Jesus wanted, if Jesus wanted him to get rid of it and say, well, John, Matthew, that's not enough. I know you're going to restore to all these people, but you got to give it all away. Why didn't he tell Matthew that? Because Matthew had come to the place that he valued his relationship with Jesus more than he valued the money, and he was willing to give it away. Jesus didn't tell him to give it all away. He didn't tell Nicodemus to give all of his money away. He didn't tell, who was it that had that bought the tomb? Joseph of Arimathea. He didn't tell Joseph of Arimathea to give all the money away. He didn't tell Lazarus to give all of his money away. He was telling a man to give that had money that had a hold of him. He didn't tell Peter when he had that boat sinking load of fish. He didn't tell him, now take this, sell it, but you got to give it all away. He didn't do that. He did not do that. Because the money is not the problem. It's the deceitfulness of riches. It's what money tries to convince you. It's what money tries to get you to do. That is the problem. Because listen, if you learn, you know what, we're here. I don't normally teach on this, but I'm gonna get into this for just a minute. And this is what is talking about the hundredfold return. Okay. Jesus after this says, he looked around and said to his disciples, how hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? It's not impossible. It's hard. Because sometimes people, they can't let loose of their riches. And so, and his disciples were astonished at these words, and Jesus answered and said to them, children, how hard is it for those who, now he's clarifying, who trust in riches. See, that is the problem. Money deceives you into trusting it. That's the problem, that you trust the money. Now, you can be trusting money with nothing, when you have no money, or you can be trusting the money when you have millions. It is no respecter of dollar amounts. You can think, if you have no money, you can trust, if I just had money, I'd have it. That's still trusting the money. So he says, children, now the disciples are getting concerned. And if they were broke, you would think that they would rejoice. But they don't. They're troubled by this. Children, how hard is it those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Now, I've heard some people say, well, the eye of the needle is this short gate and all. Evidently, that's not true. The Jews don't know anything about that. It's literally the fact that when you start trusting money, the deceitfulness of riches chokes out the word, and you're going to have to fight this thing. You're going to have to refuse to love money. But see, God will add money to you, but you can never trust the money. Even what does Proverbs 10 say? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Why is that? Because you learn the money is not the source of my supply. God and his blessing on my life is the source of supply. Now, I got to get down through this because I could literally teach for weeks just on this, and I want you to see this. Now it says, and now they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Now if they're broke, this would have been a great chance to shout amen, but now they are concerned about this. And he says, with God, who then can be saved? And Jesus said, with God is impossible. With men it is impossible, but with God, but not with God, for with God all these things are possible. So Peter now asks this question. Now I want you to hear me. If you want to avoid the deceitfulness of riches, and we'll start to get into this. If you want to money not to deceive you, he's about to give you an answer. He says, Peter said, see that we have left all and followed you. Jesus answered him. Now he's answering this man who just said, see, we have left all and followed you. He said, assuredly I say to you that there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or fathers or mothers or wives or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel's, who shall not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and lands with persecutions and in the age to come, eternal life. Now, I've heard people try to say, well, that's only spiritually, right? That's spiritually speaking. No, it isn't. Houses, lands. And there's a reason he leaves out wives, because you don't need two of those. But here's the man he's answering this question. Who's the man that asked this question? Sir, see, we have left all and followed you. And Jesus says, you, this person that I'm answering, you can have the hundredfold return. What was it that Peter said? See, what is he asking for? Lord, I live before you. I want you to judge me. I want you to examine me. I trust your judgment. What is he doing? He's putting God first. Look at me. We have left all. I left my fishing business. I didn't trust in that which provided the resources for my family. I trusted in you. I trusted in you. I left my source of wealth to come and follow you. I don't trust the money. First, Lord, judge me. I live before you. My life is open before you. I live looking at you and allowing you to look at me, for you to talk to me, to correct me, to guide me. I have left all. I'm not trusting money, Lord. I'm not trusting fishing. I'm not trusting my education. I'm not trusting my business. I'm trusting you. We have left all and followed you. Lord, now see, it wasn't just the first time that I'm living before him, allowing him to examine me. It's not just that I've left all. There's been plenty of people who have done that, but they didn't follow him. Everything you say, Lord. Lord, if you go left, I'm going left. If you go right, I'm going right. I'm trusting you more than I'm anything else. See, that person can be trusted with a hundredfold of houses and lands, because the money is not going to destroy him, because he understands it's his relationship with Jesus that has provided everything, not his own hand, not his own business. One of the best ways to keep this before you is to attend a local church where you keep putting the word first and keep listening to the word. I encourage you tonight to go to a local church. Let the word, put it first, not your sleep, not your money, not your job. Put God first, and you can be trusted with money as well, and money will not deceive you. Stay tuned to Michael for these important announcements. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and